Hello, everybody. As mentioned in the ping, we're going to do Directorate Edition Fireside today. Asher had some real-life stuff come up, so you got to deal with us today. As such, we're going to try and do a little bit shorter, because Asher's not here to pedantically discuss stuff and things. As usual, we'll wait for numbers to stabilize, and then we'll get going, so... Totally not bingo bait, but if y'all want to go and get a coffee, you can do that.
That's cheating.
That's 100% bingo bait, Ranger.
Me? Deliberately do bingo bait? Clearly, sir, you don't know what you're talking about. Arjen, how you doing? Cheerio to you, man. You freezing your ass off up there? Actually, no, it's the summer. You a bacon with all the freaking mosquitoes up there, dude? 70? Really? Nice. For those of you who use real units of measure, that's about 22 degrees. Alright, looks like numbers stabilized enough. We'll get going. You unmuted Atrum? Fail.
I don't know how he's a director. He's so bad.
I know. Well, you see, that's how he ended up being a director, because if he was good, he would not allow us to know it. So clearly he's terrible. See, that all tracks, Atrum. Perfectly makes sense. So we're going to get going. I promised Hyper he could do his little piece first, because he's got another space meeting to go to, because he's just a weirdo with another space job. Hyper, along with... Silva and Admire have been doing a tremendous job the last week or so about recruiting some new corps to join us. It's been really great to see. We've got a whole bunch of new people who have joined us or in the process of joining us in the last couple of days. And I'm going to let Hyper tell you all about it. 2 weeks now. I'm sorry, Hyper. I give you more credit than you're due. All right, fair point. I'm going to let Hyper tell you guys all about that. Hopefully, y'all can hear him. There's a thunderstorm literally over his house right now. So,
yeah, never, of course, never fails. But yeah, so for some of you who don't know, I have many hats, but one of the hats I have is a director of recruitment for corporations within Goonswarm. So I have been actively working. Obviously, I work on helping new corps, taking care of requests to join the alliance. But I also look for groups that we need to join or people that we can get to join the organization and improve Goonswarm as a whole. So I embarked on a project to get us as many Chinese corporations as can. We have a big Chinese community in Goonswarm with PLA and Dragon Squad. But wanting to grow up bigger and stronger. So with Silvitny and Admir helping me, we have recruited 4 brand new Chinese corporations to join us. They're Black Frame, which has an FC, CEO's Drone Wang, who's been good part of us in the past. Creating Dream, Clouds Roll Cloud, and Wind Guardians. And one of the big things that's happened is one of these corps, on Serenity, there's a alliance called ISU. They are the second largest alliance on the Serenity server. And their CEO has created their corporation and are joining us and told all their members on Serenity that we are the place to be. And if they want to play over here, to come join Goonswarm. So our numbers grow, so I expect you guys be welcome them as you see them come in. They had in their meeting 700 people on their Mumble meeting. So lots of good opportunities to have grow our +8 in Chinese time zone group and membership. And so, yeah, so we have big things in the works. We'll see how many of them all join us, but we are going to be strengthening and frat and whore beware.
All right. Thanks, Hyper. I appreciate that. Now, go away. Back to your corner of the hidden underworld. It's been tremendous. We've all been watching this and just been like, wow, this is pretty impressive how many corps and how many people it is that are coming in with us. Next one I've got is the AT team, right? The Alliance tournament is spinning up again. It's going to be in the fall. I can't remember exactly what the dates are because I forgot and didn't look it up. But I do have a link here for you, unless Danny beats me to it. He did not, because Danny's a slacker. All right, there's a link if you wish to take a look at that for the AT team. Again, that's just the Alliance tournament. There it is. We are spinning that up again. Dirk, you're here. Excellent. What are the dates for it, man? Because I clearly don't remember. Oh, you just type it in there. I can read it. Finding it is kind of a pain in the ass, honestly, with 600 people. While Dirk is doing that, I'm going to go to the next piece here. He's going to give us some stuff. GSF server fund as well. Coming through, right? Servers run. All of the things and the stuff, which pretty much covers my knowledge of it. And I forgot to ask Boris or any of the other IT guys who can say more words if there are. Otherwise, just server fund to keep the servers servering. Dirk says,
I'm not even here.
I just want to say it. So Dirk says that the feeder event is late August, main event end of October. It's later than I thought it was. Okay, so about 4 months. All right, Sniper, talk to us about server things.
Nothing crazy, but we're working on some new stuff that'll make it easier to run things, both that are like things that like quote GSF builds ourselves, but then also like things like Goonprazel that we've adopted. So just working on some infrastructure updates that will make things better and let us do more exciting things in the future.
With stuff, of course.
And things, yes.
For those of you guys who are not aware, Asher hates that phrase of stuff and things, and so I put it into almost anything I say with him just because I'm a giant dick and it's fun because it annoys him. Final thing on the list, this was a special request from pretty much the entire command team. Carriers. Carriers are good. Carriers are fun. Carriers have been used to blow up some of the enemy in the last day or so. There is a link for some of the carrier fun things that have been going on. Okay, now, Vintage tells me carriers are cool, and so I'm going to listen to him because yeah, you live in a weird part of the quarantine, man, so quiet you.
Honestly, Zintage, we all like to listen to Zintage, to be honest.
I like carriers also.
So we'll go with Apple then, because he's the one who actually asked me for it. Anyways, they were used to great effect. We got to blow up a Asbel just yesterday morning. The enemy tried to deploy, which was quite entertaining. So if you have let your carrier skills slack because you were doing something else, like the dreads we've been pushing, keep doing your dread and then get a carrier on another alt, because why not?
So like the big main thing, guys, is if you have a super pilot, instead of just having your super, you should get that character a carrier as well. And you should get that carrier deployed with us to Vortex Zero. We are using them. And they were used to great effect yesterday.
I want to back up. I think we need to recap the last week for the class. Last we all assembled here, nothing had barely happened in Ketch, right? The enemy had just put down the first large structure, and we were about to move capital. So do we have story time about what all has happened this week?
Before we do that, Kaz, it's a perfect story time. There is a move up that is going to happen right after the fireside. Check your pain channels if it applies to you. But story time. Do you want to do story time or Sniper?
I can do the story time, but first thing to be clear, guys, with these move ops, since we are keeping cap staged in Vortex Zero, you should start expecting basically every Saturday for the next little while. We're going to run some move ops for you guys. So there's going to be multiple move ops. So if you're just getting your carrier, you're going to get a chance to move. we're going to keep moving you guys forward.
Sephiroth, I hope I didn't butcher your name too badly. If you've got a fax there, that's great. I'm sure they would not turn down some dreads, too.
Dave, we do not use shield carriers, period. So our combat carrier fleet is all armor. We run an armor Nidhogger, armor Thanatos, and armor Archon. We do not use the Chimera. If you are a Wyvern pilot, a big thing to know with carriers is the only difference between flying a Wyvern and flying an Archon is a Mar carrier. So you train a new carrier book, you're good to go.
Unless you want to be a very, very special snowflake and you want to do shield boosts on a Chimera, but that's for Dread sometimes, but there are like 5 people needed, so yeah.
You'll be loved exactly like the special child you are in that case, that's right.
But
yes.
Anyways,
now we can
story
go
time.
Into story time.
Yeah, yeah story yeah. time.
So, you guys were hearing last Fireside, Hostiles had gone and went and dropped a Fortizar in EX6. And they tried to form super early. They went to go and form 3 hours before this thing came out. So what ended up happening was CCP actually ended up giving us like this gift, and like it didn't end up really being an extended downtime because it only lasted 9 minutes, but they had told everyone they were doing an extended downtime. And so we started dropping jammers in the system before downtime hit, and they did not contest those jammers. So everyone starts forming after downtime. We get jammers up in the system, and you goons just rush the field with numbers. And basically, they ended up with 2 options to enter the system with all their battleships. They could walk through a gate that was covered in fighters and a battleship fleet. Tell me if you've seen this one before, those that were in the Siege of 1DQ. Their other option was they could come through the other gate in the system that had 4 battleship fleets on it and a battery of Lance Titans. So they had to jump into Titan Lances and battleships. In the end, they decided to stand down. I can't super blame them on that one. The next day, well, not the next day, yesterday, what ended up happening was we noticed that they pinged for a battleship fleet early in the morning, CNTZ, when they would want to drop a structure. And there were no timers, so we kind of knew what was up. So we caught them going to drop the Asbel. You all formed like madness again. I think the scan ended up being like we outnumbered them by 500 subcaps in the end. But we got in there. We stopped the Asbel before they could even like get the initial 15-minute anchor. So it died. And if that had actually like anchored, that would have been a 4th of July timer. So they don't get their 4th of July morning fight.
And as such, we had a good week. Bay, a little bit less. Carriers are cool. Carriers are good. Get your carriers if you don't have a carrier.
Bring a threat. I'll bring a fax.
Fax is always good. Dreads too. And that is our Fireside. We'll take questions now. Director, if I missed something in the agenda, please chime in, but I believe that was it.
You talked about carriers, huh?
We did. We talked about carriers.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, we do ask
you should
that
get
you have
carriers.
We do ask that you have the 1 through 5 amulets for your carriers, which is like a 500 mil pod, as I recall.
And if it dies, you get SRP.
Solve update changes. So the system was supposed to go active, and then CCP delayed it a week. It just went active a couple of days ago. GSOL has been building skyhooks. You're seeing more and more skyhooks coming in. We need the skyhooks to get the stuff to be able to run the upgrade. So we're still in the process of building everything. It's coming, guys. We want to test these mechanics as much as you all do. So it's coming. We're just not quite there yet because we had to build all the other stuff first.
Yeah, new numbers are out for Equinox from our early testing. I think someone is talking in chat about this. There's a bit of testing happening of some of the new knobs, and a lot of the numbers still look whack. We don't necessarily know what that means, but you'll definitely see more of this stuff coming online, probably leading to a War Room post about where is available for what once we are a little bit farther, but that might well not be this week. So just keep doing what you're doing, make as much money as you can any way you can, and more information will be forthcoming as the tests come online.
I saw a question in chat about Varger fleet when. If you like shooting lots of large artillery and Vargers, join Totality Squad. We do that on the daily.
Ooh la la.
Just make sure not to buy them from Ragnar. They're overpriced.
Oh, that's gold. Question for carriers. Are the implants the same as Dreads?
Yeah, so it's the same 1-5 amulets, and your second part of the question there is which are preferred. We're fine with any of the three armor variants, so you can run a Nidhogger, Thanatos, or an Archon.
Astaria, yes, they did adjust some of the numbers for the systems. So we're looking at all that. We're still trying to figure out what the best place is to put everything. Once G-Sol has got all the skyhooks in place that we need to get all the inputs for it and to keep them running, so we are looking at those numbers actively. Kazanir health check. Well, he is not dead because he's been talking to us, but, you know, he lives in Vegas, so he may be about to burst into flames. I don't know.
My air conditioning did go out in my car.
Oh, that's rough. Damn.
That's going to be an interesting couple days until I can get it in. The expansion has been, in a way, like, super flattering because... I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, someone asked, like, what did you do to prepare for this job? And I said, I went and I read all the patch notes in reverse order from the most recent to the oldest. And it worked. I learned some stuff. And they certainly have listened. I don't think they're done. And there was a lot of false starts with the amount of time it has taken them to get it really out the door and adjust things. And you can't help but guess, like I mentioned, some of the numbers still seem whack. You can't help but also hope that they will iterate and that they won't just leave things as they are. I don't necessarily know what that means, but it's been cool to see this sort of come to life, even though it's slow going, you know. So I guess I still hate this job because there's a lot of... it's been a ride to get here, but I am incredibly lucky to have had it. I'm very thankful to everyone who voted exactly as the state told you to. In our CSM campaign. So thank you all. It's been cool. Like I said, there's still a lot to do. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to give them a map of where to go next in order to really fulfill sort of what I think Nullsec is capable of as a competitive endgame for EVE. But this is a great start. I think they did really... honestly, better job than can be expected. It's a huge expansion. There's a ton of stuff in it. They got it out almost on time, you know. I honestly think things are pretty all right.
Shout out to the EVE team for CCP from there. Yeah, they do a tremendous job. EVE is very pretty if you actually turn on graphics. There was an actual real question there. Chazook, I'm sure I butchered your name there. Toplev was just talking to Kaz and I about needing some more ISK to get those PI contracts. So Kaz is going to be working the piggy bank magic hopefully today so that Sopleb and GSOL have some money to go through and do a big PI buy order because there's a whole bunch of contracts pending. So we are aware he's going to work magic on that today, hopefully.
Yep. Yeah, there were a lot of people diamond handsing their PI until after the patch dropped, and then GSOL just got blasted with contracts for that.
Yeah, you guys
another
pulled
question
out a lot.
From chat about carrier fits. There have been a couple of minor updates. So make sure you look at the Capital Fitting Compendium for the Combat Carriers Doctrine that has the latest fits. The changes overall are like, I don't know, less than 200 mil worth of modules. So
get your MWD.
Basically, we change from ABs to MWDs on the carriers.
See, but I saw that.
If you ask AB or MWD when we form a cap fleet, I will shoot you myself.
Challenge accepted.
Seema, you suck, but that was a good one. I like that. Did you post that picture? You all did. If you click the link that Seema put in there, yeah. You bastard, but that's okay.
Never click links that Seema posted.
Always click links.
Always, yeah, always click Seema links. I mean, it's going to end badly eventually. He's going to Rickroll us all, but still.
Edible, if we didn't want a specific module on there, we would tell you any of this module, so yes, it does matter. If you have a different version of the MWD, get the correct one.
Okay, Moab, how's the weather in Iceland? Well, it's a volcano, so you know, take that for what it is, man. Maui, how are the mining anoms looking? You know, we looked at that literally today. Dawn and Locus were giving us some numbers on it. They're not great. I thought they were better than they really were until literally Dawn and Locus started telling us numbers, and it's just like, oof, this is not great.
Alexander, we are looking into the issues with Goon Metrics. So what happened with a handful of our apps is CCP completely changed the format of the static data export, which is just like a big bunch of data that we use so that we don't have to slam ESI for things. So they completely changed the format of that, and we're having to go through a handful of applications and make updates so it works with the new things. So we got Goon Appraisal fixed. We are looking into what's going on with Goon Metrics.
Okay, so the Palantine, well, you see, guys, here's the thing. Palantine uses PI. PI is used to build Skyhooks. We need Skyhooks now, so we're giving everything to GSOL to Skyhook. Beyond just sent me the number for the Palantine, and, you know, I think we'll just leave that as classified for right now. It's not zero.
Just say future plans and make them happy. Well,
I think Apple has something he wants to get going on, so.
Yeah, I think we'll call it so Apple can do his stuff and things for today. You all enjoy your Saturday. We will see you all next week. Have a good week.
Yeah, let's go.
So keep an eye out for the pings that Apple will be sending in a few seconds, probably.
Have a great week. See you next week.